Turning now to some news from the world of sports. In Major League Baseball, more than big swings and the long home run bombs, the thing the Boston Red Sox miss most in their first season AP, that would mean after Poppy, is the loss of the clutch hit. David Ortiz proved himself to be the most clutch hitter in Red Sox history over his more than a decade in Boston. And without him in the lineup, it seems that no one on the Red Sox is capable of taking over that role. It's still early, but the number of games in which the Red Sox put ducks on the pond and leave them quacking longingly for home is growing, including yesterday's 11-2 misery of a game against the Tampa Bay Rays. It sounds like a blowout, and it was, but only after the Rays scored 7 in the ninth inning to put the game away. The game took 4.5 hours to play, even though it did not go extra innings, and it probably felt twice as long to the brave few who sat amid a cold, misty rain at the Fens with temperatures only in the 40s, and the slow pace of pitchers Drew Pomeranz for Boston and Matt Andreese for Tampa Bay did not help. Pomeranz left the game in the fourth inning with a strained triceps. He'll have an MRI to see the extent of the damage. The bullpen kept it close until Matt Barnes imploded in the ninth, but the real problem was the Red Sox going 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position yesterday. They had a number of opportunities to tie or take the lead. That has been a troubling calling card in the first couple of months after Poppy. The Sox do get off a day off today to try and figure it all out before they open a 2-game series against the Cardinals in St. Louis. The New York Yankees paid tribute to the greatest shortstop in their storied franchise history and one of the greatest ever to take the field when they officially retired the number 2 of Derek Jeter at the stadium yesterday. Yanks played 2 against the Houston Astros, taking Game 1 11-6 when Chase Headley hit a tie-breaking bases-loaded triple in the sixth inning. The Astros came back to take Game 2 10-7 with the big hit coming off the bat of Alex Bregman, who knocked a grand slam off Masahiro Tanaka in the first inning. That's when the Astros scored 6 times to put the game away early. It was Bregman's first big league home run, and perhaps fittingly, he wears number 2 as a nod to his favorite player growing up, one Derek Jeter. The captain, for his part, gave a predictably gracious and heartfelt speech to a packed Yankee stadium, thanking what he called the greatest fans in the history of sports. Obviously, folks who cheer for other teams in other parts of the country will disagree with that, but the love between Jeter and the Yankees fans is real. He played his entire future Hall of Fame career in pinstripes and was never less than magnificent, much to the dismay of Red Sox fans like yours truly, who nevertheless, if they are honest, have to admit he was one of the greatest of all time. The New York Mets had a 6-run lead over the Brewers in Milwaukee, but that lead evaporated yesterday, and the Brewers left the Mets crying in their beer with an 11-9 comeback win. Manny Pena hit a 3-run homer with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th inning off Addison Reed to complete the comeback win, sweeping the Mets in the process. The Mets have lost 4 in a row overall, wasting a strong effort yesterday by Michael Conforto, who was just a single shy of hitting for the cycle. He also scored 4 runs in that Mets loss. To the NBA playoffs, and the San Antonio Spurs suffered 2 losses in Game 1 of the NBA Western Conference Finals last night. 3, if you count the 25-point lead they squandered in a 113-111 loss to the Golden State Warriors. The Spurs were cruising in the first half, but when they lost their star forward Kawhi Leonard to an ankle injury in the third quarter, the Warriors smelled blood and mounted a comeback driven by Steph Curry's 40-point effort, including a game-tying 3 with less than 2 minutes left in regulation. Kevin Durant scored 10 in a row in a fourth-quarter stretch, part of his 34-point night. Leonard twisted his ankle when he stepped on a teammate's foot after taking a shot near the bench. He kept on playing, but he re-injured that ankle in the third and then left the game for good. Given San Antonio's collapse after Leonard's absence, it does not bode well for their chances if his injury proves serious enough to keep him off the court for any length of time in that series. It is winner-take-all in Boston tonight as the Celtics and Washington Wizards play Game 7 of their hard-fought semifinal series in the Eastern Conference. After John Wall's heroics in Game 6 when he hit the winning three-pointer with 3 seconds left, the two teams are staring down a no-room-for-error deciding contest that has been all about home court. Neither team has been able to win on the road yet in this series, and the Celtics hope that trend continues tonight. To the NHL playoffs, and the Western Conference Finals are now tied at a game apiece after the Anaheim Ducks came back to win Game 2 against the Nashville Predators 5-3 last night. The Ducks trailed 2-0 at home, but they finally broke through against Pekka Rinne, and Nick Ritchie broke the tie for good late in the second period. Locally, history was made Saturday in high school track and field in the boys' 1,500-meter race. CVU's Tyler Marshall set a new Division I record and overall state mark at the 45th running of the regular season's biggest track and field meet. Marshall ran the 1500 with a time of 3 minutes 56 seconds, beating the previous record set by Brattleboro's Jacob Ellis back in 2012, and he beat that record by more than a second. Overall, St. Johnsbury captured the combined girls' and boys' crown with 288 points in that track meet. Essex was runner-up, and CVU finished third out of the 27 schools competing.